You bet you. There she goes. College football road trip, 95.5 The Game. The Red River rivalry. It's going to be 9 a.m. Saturday morning.
It's going to be awesome, man. I mean, growing up in that state, it's all about Oklahoma and Texas.
So the Sooners sitting here with a couple of losses, right? They opened up with a loss to BYU, and then Miami of Florida got them a couple of weeks back. We'll check in with Jenny Carlson of the Daily Oklahoman getting set for this game. How's it going, Jenny?
Good. How are you?
Good. Bradford, 27-49. Does he need to do better, look better than he did in his return last week in order to get a win over Texas?
Well, I don't know if he needs to look better, but his receivers sure do. They dropped 10 balls on Saturday against Baylor, so put that into context, and he's 37-49, and that looks a whole lot better. I think his receivers need to do a whole lot better. Bradford actually looked really sharp, considering he'd been out of action for over a month, and before that it had been, you know, the whole off season essentially. He'd only played half a game against BYU. I thought he looked fantastic, really threw it well. Didn't show signs of fatigue or anything like that with the arm. Really looked like he was playing at a different level even than the guys around him, which I was shocked to see. I think he'll be just fine. It's the guys around him catching the ball and blocking the defenders that I think need to be of more concern right now for the Sooners.
Not much soreness this week? His shoulder's doing good?
It doesn't sound like it. He, from all accounts, from him and from coaches, it sounds like everything's good. They felt like that the arm was healthy, actually, even pretty much before the Miami game. The bigger question at that point, it seemed like, was how his arm was responding and whether he was getting that zing and pop in passes as practices went later and later. And obviously with the offense they run, they're going to throw it a lot. So, you know, there's sort of that pitch count aspect almost. And he was having trouble, I think, making all the throws late in practices and just not having that same feeling in his arm. And now it seems like he's got it. He threw 49 passes on Saturday, and I thought he looked solid at the end. So, yeah, no soreness, no signs of fatigue. I think all systems go for Sam Bradford.
What's your prediction on the game?
I've got Texas winning 34-24. I just think Texas is better in more aspects of this game. I think probably the game turns in the most unsexy of areas, and that's offensive line. People usually don't like to hear much about offensive line, kind of eyes glaze over. But Oklahoma offensive line, still a work in progress. They lost Brian Simmons, a guy who hasn't been fantastic, hasn't been a superstar on the offensive line for him, but has played every game for them on the offensive line. He's got a knee injury, so they'll be without him on Saturday. They're inexperienced and just not a superstar group right now. And I think Texas's defense will get after them and will get after Sam Bradford. They're going to have to be a lot better than we've seen them be thus far to change that. And I'm not sure you can just have a great amount of improvement from last week to this week, and especially against a good opponent like Texas.
Thanks for your time, Jenny. Have a good one.
Sure, no problem.
You bet you. There she goes, Jenny Carlson of the Daily Oklahoma.